Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's spiritual music from around the world. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. A mudra in Sanskrit means a gesture or a mark, and it's a ritual or symbolic gesture in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. A mudra is a physical gesture that can use just the hands or the fingers, or they can involve the entire body. Mudras are often seen in the practice of yoga, such as when the palms are held together with the fingers pointing up, or when the thumb and the index finger are touching and the rest of the fingers are extended. These gestures are also used in Indian classical dance, rather than using spoken or sung words to tell a story or depict feelings. Composer Bob Becker originally wrote the piece Mudra to accompany dance performances, but the work is also used as a concert piece without dance. Here is Bob Becker's Mudra, performed by students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble in the fall of 1998. Mudra, music of Bob Becker, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble under the direction of John Alfieri in the fall of 1998. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Find this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, it's spiritual music from around the world. Although Igor Stravinsky was a member of the Orthodox faith, the Orthodox Church doesn't allow instruments in their services. Since Stravinsky wanted to write a piece of music that could be used liturgically, but he also wanted to write a piece for voices and instruments, he decided to write a Catholic Mass. Stravinsky's Mass in C was actually one of the very few compositions that he did without a commission. He said he wanted to write a quote-unquote real Mass, one that really reflected his faith. Here is Igor Stravinsky's Mass, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and Chamber Ensemble under the direction of Kenneth Jewell in the Jesse V. Stone Building in November of 1964.
Thank you.
Igor Stravinsky's Mass in C. We hear the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and Chamber Ensemble under the direction of Ken Jewell in November of 1964. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're listening to spiritual music from around the world. In the summer of 1957, composer Gardner Reed took a trip to Mexico. Inspired by the statues of Aztec gods and goddesses that he saw in the museums, he composed a piece called Aztec Gods. The piece has seven movements, each of which depicts a different god. Using the music, Reed portrays the abstract idea and his own personal impressions of each god or goddess. We'll now hear three movements from Aztec Gods, including Xiuhtecutli, the god of fire, Tezcatlipoca, the god of night, and Huitzilopochtli, the god of war. Here's music of Gardner Reed performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble in November of 1983. three movements from Gardner Reed's The Aztec Gods. Students in the Interlochen Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble performing under the direction of John Alfieri in November of 1983. I'm Amanda Sewell. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our programs at interlochencollection.org. Today on the program, it's spiritual music from around the world. The African-American spiritual is a uniquely American folk music, combining aspects of West African music making with the Christianity that was brought to enslaved Americans, particularly during the First and Second Great Awakenings. The spiritual John Saw the Number references verses from the Book of Revelation written by the Apostle John. Here, the number that John saw was, quote, a great multitude which no man could number or count. And that number was of believers before God at the end of time. The text of this spiritual expresses a desire to join that great multitude before the doors are closed and it's too late. Here's Robert Shaw's arrangement of John Saw the Number, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Chorale. Lawrence Gray conducting the ensemble in January of 1985. John Saw the Number, an arrangement of that spiritual by Robert Shaw. We heard the Interlochen Arts Academy Chorale in January of 1985 under the direction of Lawrence Gray. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. And today on the program, we're listening to spiritual music from around the world. In traditional Hawaiian worship, Ku is one of the four great gods. Ku manifests himself in many different forms, including as the god of fishing, war, sorcery, husbandry, and mountains. In the piece Kuka Ilimoku, composer Christopher Rouse depicts Ku in his guise as the god of war. The composer characterizes this work as a propulsive war dance. Although traditional Hawaiian instruments are not used, Rouse evokes certain traditionally Hawaiian musical characteristics, such as short, repetitive patterns. Here's Kuka Ilimoku, by Christopher Rouse, performed by students in the Interlochen Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble in the fall of 1998. music for the Hawaiian god Ku in his guise as the god of war. The piece is called Kuka Ilimoku by Christopher Rouse. We heard the Interlaken Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble under the direction of John Alfieri in the fall of 1998. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.